Books on Tape presents The Widow of the South by Robert Hicks. Narrated by Paul Bamer. Read by Scott Brick, Stephen Hoy, and Lorna Raver. Prologue, 1894. Down the rows of the dead they came. Neat, orderly rows of dead rebel boys, who 30 years before had either dropped at the foot of earthenworks a mile or so away, or died on the floors of the big house overlooking the cemetery. Now there were stone markers, but for so many years there had been only wooden boards, weathered and warped, and tall posts proclaiming the numbers of the dead. The two women knew the cemetery as they might have known the wrinkles on their faces or the pattern of repoussé on the coin silver. The white woman, dressed in worn black crinoline, carried a book tightly under her arm and periodically consulted it, just to make sure. Her servant, a Creole, walked close by. Over to their left, beyond the house, cedars and oaks sprouted, survivors of a once ancient grove. The Union had cut them down like a great whipping scythe. Carrie McGavick, the mistress of Carnton, keeper of the Book of the Dead, hardly thought of the grove anymore. The only grove that concerned her was the one beneath her feet, a grove of boys and men. She knew this was a ghastly thought, and yet it kept her from imagining bones and beetles and scraps of gray. It helped to think of her charges as constituting something monumental and not something in decay.